Welcome to the Rotary Community Heroes of Hope. I'm your host, Judy Zulfikar, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my amazing co-host, Jamie Zinn, District Governor of Rotary District 5330. Together, we will take you on a journey to discover the incredible impact Rotarians have on our community and around the world. Get ready to be inspired by our Rotary Heroes of Hope.
We are very lucky and honored to welcome two amazing educators to our podcast today. We're going to talk a lot about training at Rotary and learn about another one of the amazing benefits that Rotary has to offer. What do you think about that?
I think it's fantastic because you're right. Rotary has so many opportunities for everyone, whether you're a member, whether you're in leadership, and it's just not the humanitarian efforts we do, but it's a learning experience for us as well.
Absolutely. So this podcast is going to be a little bit for Rotarians and hopefully a bit for those that are not, that are listening in. So we'll start out with Marilyn, past District Governor Marilyn. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I am Marilyn Sanderson, past District Governor from District 5340, which is in San Diego and Imperial counties a few years ago. And I've had the good fortune to be involved at many levels in this district. So currently I'm serving as the district trainer. I love doing it. It gives me opportunities to continue providing education and opportunities for everyone in this district.
That's awesome. And we also have Mary Alice with us.
Hi, I'm Mary Alice Albert-Goings, and I'm a Rotary member in Palm Desert Rotary Club. I am fairly new to a Rotary. I joined in September of 2022, but I chose to get actively involved and have attended a lot of the sessions. And Marilyn is one of the reasons, because one of the first presentations I heard was her giving the history of how Rotary began. And it just really made me enthused about learning more.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad to have you here today. We're going to be talking about the recently name changed Club Leader and Member Training Assembly, formerly known as the District Training Assembly. I think the big keyword in here is training. So Marilyn, can you give us the rundown on what is included in our training assembly?
We have, I think it's 25 or 26 different sessions, each one of them lasting for 45 minutes. We have opportunities for club officers, those would be the leaders, to find out what their job is, or to refresh them or point out new information on each of the club offices. And then in addition to that, we have training opportunities for various club chairs, for example, Rotary International and grant writing, local grant writing, district grant writing. The four-way test speech contest is a new one today, this year. And then I think the most exciting change that we're making in the way of an addition is we have a super duper session at the end right after lunch, and it's called Big Ideas. And I'm going to let Mary Alice explain this. She's the one who really wanted to initiate this and has all the great ideas about it. So can I turn this over to Mary Alice?
Absolutely.
The idea for Big Ideas came from our Zone Institute last November. And we attended a session where we really watched Rotary members from all over give their ideas on how we could improve Rotary. So we thought it was a great idea to help our district do some of its planning by gathering all of your big ideas. If money were no object, what would you do? How do we attract younger people? What could we really do for them? And let's revisit things we did in the past that maybe didn't work then, but could work now just because of changes in technology or community, whatever. So it's just a chance to really share and gather information.
I think that is a fabulous addition to the schedule that we're having this year. And I hope that we're going to have a lot of people there. I think, are we up to like 150 about now, or a little bit more than that?
I'm not quite sure the number. People keep adding. And of course, some people find that they have conflicts in their schedules and can't attend after all. So we should have a final number, hopefully by the beginning of next week. But it is a very large number. And it's going to probably exceed what we did last year. And that means that this is a great success.
I think what it shows, too, about Rotary in general is this isn't your grandfather's Rotary Club. I mean, we're really looking, our modern Rotary Clubs are not only carrying on the traditions that we have had, nothing wrong with Grandpa, because Grandpa did a great job, but that we're carrying on the traditions that we have had over the many 118 years that we've been around, but we're also looking at how we can improve, how we can really reach out into our communities and gain better information, and most importantly, train all of our club members, our club leaders, on how to better serve their club and their communities.
Well, and I think I noticed on the schedule, one of the things also that we're doing that hasn't been included consistently in the past is bringing in our groups of Rotaractors, because they're our younger people. They are the people of our future. And for them to be able to participate, see what, as you say, some of those traditions are, but at the same time, educate us on what it is that their passions are and how we can attract younger members.
Absolutely. And that better serving our communities is a big piece of what we're doing. You know, right before we got started on this podcast, Jamie and I were talking about how Rotary is this wonderful organization that does good for other people, but it also does good for ourselves, right? So this is an opportunity for our members to learn how to be better leaders. And wouldn't every company or organization want their executives to go through this free training, basically? What is it, $35? $35 training, which basically gives them some really good insights in how to lead a club, lead a group of people, how to fundraise, how to have PR. These are all things that are included in this training, and also be around those that are educated and passionate about doing good in the world.
Well, they are. They're life skills that you can use no matter what you're doing. And, you know, I think something that the clubs should really focus on is bring people who are interested in being members. This is a great opportunity for them to attend and really learn more about Rotary in one short time frame, if you will.
Little intensiveness, yes.
Little intensiveness, yes, absolutely.
So, Marilyn, what would you say to a new Rotarian or a Rotarian that maybe hasn't been very involved in leadership and Rotary? What would you say to them about why they should come to the training assembly?
You know, Rotary can be, because it's many layered and because it has such a rich history, it can be a little difficult for people to put their arms around it and understand what Rotary is all about. And it all starts, of course, at the club level. So why should a non-Rotarian or a young potential Rotarian or even a young member decide to come? If you look at the variety of sessions that we have, it'll cover everything you want to know about Rotary and some things you didn't know you wanted to know. And on top of that, we have very dynamic trainers in these sessions. So it's not cut and dried. It's not boring. It's not dull. And there's always time for questions and answers. So if someone doesn't find out everything they want to know, they can ask it during the session or in between the sessions when all of the trainers will be available. You know, I always tell people, if you want to bring in a new member, don't invite them to a club meeting. Invite them to one of the projects or activities that the club and the district has so they can get a better view of what we're all about. And by offering this very extensive training session all in one day, it's a capsule, if you will, full of information. And when you open it up, there's a discovery process going on. And as Mary Alice stated, you develop a desire to learn more and find out more. So that's a good portion of what we want people to take away from the club leader and member training assembly.
Well, and if you look at it, it's sort of like an onion. You just keep peeling back the pieces and you learn more and more all along. You know, Mary Alice, you mentioned becoming a Rotary member in 22. I'd be interested in hearing what your thought was because you probably, I'm not sure when you joined in 22, but I know you've been at least to one assembly training. What was your experience as a new Rotarian? Share that with us.
Well, last year was my first training assembly, and I had started RLI, so I had a little background. Plus, our club does a pretty good job of trying to give you the history of Rotary, so that was good. But it's funny because when I signed up for the training, I didn't even understand that to pick sessions and things like that. So I picked assistant governors. I didn't know what it was. So then found out, nope, that's not where you go first. So, that was a good learning experience, is to understand. And it's one of the reasons we made a little change this year of adding a statement about what the sessions were about. So newer members would be able to choose better. But then I went to membership. I went to club compliance. Those were such good background knowledge to get. The different protocols. I come from an education background. I was a principal for years, so I understand community service. I understand fundraising. These are things that I can bring to the sessions, but there's a lot of Rotary things that I didn't know about. So this was the perfect day to get that background and really learn more about the organization and how it works as an organization. So it was very enjoyable and I learned a lot.
That's good to know. And it's good to see that you jumped right in both feet to learn these things. And like you said, learn about the Rotary part of Rotary, right? So Marilyn, can you give us a list of what's going to be included in our training assembly?
We have four different time slots for the various sessions. We'll be covering assistant governors and their duties. Membership, what is entailed by joining and getting people's names on the Rotary International list and how you recruit new members. Club compliance, that sounds like a boring topic, but it's actually not.
Mary Ellis is in agreement.
Well, there you go. That will be a session that talks about how clubs report their membership to Rotary International so that the folks who are members receive the Rotary magazine. Their names are listed in Rotary International. Their names are listed in their clubs. Their term of membership is also available. Fundraising, this will be an exciting one. You know, we join Rotary to raise money and give it away. So our trainer in that session has some really good ideas and some practical tips on the how-tos to raise money for your club. One of the other funding sources for our projects is Rotary International grant writing. Rotary gives away a lot of money and gives a lot of it back to the clubs. And so this is going to be a session that explains, in general, the process for getting that money back and identifying worthwhile, sustainable projects. Peace building. Peace is a big emphasis in Rotary, and we have the trainer is the person who started the E-Club of World Peace, and he's going to be talk about how you build peace in your club, in your community, and internationally. Community service is a great deal of what each club does, and so the trainer there is going to explain community service and also allow everyone the opportunity to share what their best practices and ideas are for club serving. PR and branding. This is a very exciting topic. There are all kinds of new pieces of information coming from our PR and branding chairs, and that includes Judy Zelfiger this year. The ideas and the information that are available here in our district and also from Rotary International will help get your club out there in the public in a very bright and logical fashion with some very creative ideas on how to do that. How to run a club and a board meeting. There's probably nothing worse than a club meeting or a board meeting without an agenda.
And it goes off on rye.
And it drives all of us crazy. So these are going to be some very practical tips on how to structure and then how to organize and then how to run a meeting so that it's best used for everybody. DACDB basics. DACDB is the internet platform we use in our district to record all the clubs, all the members, announce events, give people the opportunity to register for events. And as with any platform, it takes a little bit of knowledge to get on and then learn how to maneuver around. And the instructor there is an expert on that. He's going to give out some really good information. District block grants. These are grants that the district funds for the clubs, and each club can put together a project. It's not a difficult process to do that, and then get additional money to work on and fund the projects that each club comes up with. A new session, four-way test speech contest. You know, Rotary is based on the four-way test. And so one of the things we do to aid students is give them the opportunity to put together a speech based on the four-way test and their own personal experiences. And I've heard some amazing presentations by high school students. So each club is invited to participate in this. There are prizes, cash prizes, at the end for the winners in the district. And it's an opportunity to introduce Rotary to students at a very young age. The third session is a repeat of district block grants. We had a lot of interest in that last year, so we're going to do it two times. Club treasurers, how do you keep track of the money? How do you make sure your accounting system?
Very important.
How do you take care of taxes? How do you report those kinds of things? And do you need, because of your club size, someone who's a professional accountant or not? So club treasurers are vital.
And it's a very exciting class, if I may say so myself.
Let me guess, you teaching it?
Yes, I am. It is not boring.
Probably nobody with more accounting experience in this district than
Jamie.
Current District Governor Jamie Zinn. Club administration, including protocols. Protocol is a broad word, and it's probably a term that most younger Rotarians and maybe many other young people don't hear very often. But there's a method to our madness. There's a method to how the club is set up, how the club is run, how officers are elected. So all of those things are explained so that when somebody goes to a meeting, they understand what's happening from the very beginning when the bell is rung to the end when the bell is rung again to dismiss the meeting. Paul Harris Investments and Paul Harris Points. This is probably a confusing topic for new Rotarians, but Paul Harris Points are based on donations from individuals. And the one thing we love to do in Rotary is recognize and reward those people who share their time, talent, and their funds with Rotary. So what does it take to become a Paul Harris Fellow? How do you accumulate Paul Harris points? And I might add at this point, one of the incentives for clubs to send members is we're going to give away 500 Paul Harris points to each club with the highest percentage of attendance. And that's divided into three categories: small, medium, and large clubs. So we're going to make sure that we count the numbers, and those clubs with the highest percentages will receive 500 Paul Harris points. At this point, I probably better stop because I'll get knee deep in the weeds of Paul Harris points. Hardest things for me to learn. International service. We do many, many, many things in the rest of the world, as well as the United States. And so how do you identify those? If your club wants to participate, how do you find other clubs in this country and around the world to join in on for projects like water wells in Africa, health and sanitation projects in those countries where it's very poor, access to clean water and health and maternal is another international category where how do we help women who have children who are malnourished and undernourished? So how do you find those? And then how do you join in on them? And how do you develop your own? Youth protection. Rotary is very, very cognizant and careful to protect our youth from any situation that's not healthy or that is threatening. And so this very thorough and interesting explanation of how you do that and how Rotarians also protect themselves from being in difficult situations, that's going to be a very interesting and informative session. Youth service. You know, we have Rotary Youth Leadership Academy, RYLA, where students can learn some fantastic leadership skills. And they come back a very different kind of young person based on their experiences there. It's a training session for them. But we also have interact clubs in high schools where students can fulfill their community service requirements for graduation by working with Rotary clubs and helping out with those particular activities. We will have interactors at our training assembly this year. They're volunteers. They're going to be directing traffic, assisting with breakfast and lunch setups, assisting with registration. So they're not only going to fulfill some hours, they're going to do a lot of walking, and they'll meet experienced Rotarians. We'll be glad to greet them. And I've invited all of them to attend some of our sessions. They can sit in. Last year, I asked them to introduce themselves when they came into a session, and that was a little life-threatening for some of them because it's hard to think of the people.
They're not used to talking to people.
And the first time the group did it, they were a little rough around the edges, but the time they got to the third session, they were pros. They're all quick learners. So I'm very excited they're going to be there with us. Club secretaries have one of the most complex and difficult jobs in clubs. They do the reporting on members. They make certain that RI and the district have those lists of members.
They're herding cats. Yeah. Basically.
They're key and vital to maintaining all kinds of records, and each club is a little bit different in what they have their secretaries do. The Rotary Foundation grant management. Again, this is international projects and how to apply for them, how to set them up, how to show the accountability. And it also requires a club in another district, whoever's going to be the recipient of the grant. How do you find them? How do you identify a club in Tahiti or in Australia or New Zealand? So our very experienced trainer there, Dr. Helene Kalfas, has all the ins and outs. She's done this many years. Paul Harris Fellowships and Rotary Action Groups. I don't know how many action groups Rotary actually has. There are probably a couple of hundred. If you have an interest in something, airplanes, boats, surfing, sewing, bowling, anything you can think of, there is a Rotary Action Group, a group of Rotarians with common interests who get together, and not only do they compare their interests, they plan events where they gather, whether by boat, by plane, or in the water, or however they're doing it. At international convention, even these groups meet. So there's a way to be a participant in Rotary and find a group that has your own interests. Paul Harris Fellowships includes friendship exchanges. People from different countries host us, and we host them in a kind of exchange situation. It's really interesting to have a group of people for a week or two from another country, and you show them around where you live, and then they reciprocate, and you get to take a trip and enter into their lifestyle. Rotaract, these are high school, these are usually college age students, whether they're in a higher education setting or it's a community Rotaract group. These folks are learning firsthand by having a club, a real Rotary club, to plan activities, provide social opportunities, and get out into the community. They are full-time Rotary members. A couple of years ago, Rotary changed the protocol and the age requirements and did away with them. So Rotaractors are part of Rotary and can participate in everything any Rotary club does. And then, do you want to hold a district office? People often ask about that one. It's kind of a mystery. What is a district trainer? What is an assistant governor? What is a club president? What is? So what's the path? We'll have Governor Jamie and Chief of Staff for you, Judy, Carol Winston, will be shedding a little light on what the process is, what the district offices are, and then a pathway to get to one should someone want to do that. After lunch, and this is the first year we're providing lunch, it will be a time to gather and socialize and compare notes about what they've learned in classes. And then we wind up with big ideas. a very exciting session that Mary Alice has already explained. I was in that session when we went to the Zone Institute last year in San Diego, and it was amazing. I took notes and stole ideas right and left. This will work in this club, and this will work in our club. And so just the opportunity to have that fellowship and trade best experiences and take ideas back home is exciting. And that one is an all-inclusive group. Everybody will be together for that. So there'll be some amazing things happen there.
What a great lineup. And as you look at that, there's a lot of things that are very specific Rotary, but there's probably 90%, 80, 90% of that are leadership skills that anyone could learn from to apply both at their business, in their community, in other organizations that they represent. So a great lineup that you've created there, Marilyn.
Yes, thank you. We're looking forward to it.
It wasn't something I did by myself. I have a whole team, and I want to emphasize that Mary Alice is a co-chair this year. She's handling registration, which with the numbers of people we're going to have, will be a job that requires all of her expertise, and she has a lot of it. And Chuck Weisbart, who has probably served in many positions in this district that I don't even know about, and Chuck is handling all the logistics this year and double checking that what I'm doing is on target, as well as Mary Alice doing that. Three sets of eyes is a lot better than my one set of eyes. So this is a team. Plus the education team this year, with several people who are actually training in the session, the education team helped develop the sessions that are going to be here and helped recruit our trainers. So it's a team. It's not just me.
Well, that's good. You guys have all done a great job. Again, this is going to be on April 6th from 8:30 a.m. until we get done with our big ideas sometime in the afternoon. It'll be out at Tockwitz High School for those that are going to get this information. And you can register on district5330.org. Again, that's district5330.org. Anything else you'd like to add, Jamie?
No, I'd just like to say thank you. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Thank you to the two of you and, of course, the entire committee. And I am looking forward to it next weekend. It's going to be great.
Me too. There's a couple of great surprises. Human Trafficking Awareness Trailer will be out there. We're going to be talking about your event, the Ignite Festival, that's coming up on June 15th. We've just got so much to do. I can't wait.
Giveaway at the very end. So you'll want everybody will want to stay till the very end of Big Ideas.
Mary Alice, is that you want to lead us?
Yeah, just a reminder, registration will open at 8 a.m. and we will have light breakfast items there as well.
It's best to pre-register, but yes, we will have some on-site registration as well. But yeah, pre-register, $35.
They check in and pick up their badges and get some light breakfast items. We'll be open by 8.
Excellent. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us today. And we can't wait to see you on April 6th.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that wraps up this episode of Heroes of Hope. We are so happy that we have an audience out there listening. We want you to subscribe, share, and tell your friends about the Rotary community Heroes of Hope, because that's how we get the word out about the impact we're having in this world.